on Live Local First, 790 KFGO and KFGO.com.
Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Mike McFeely Show on the mighty 790 KFGO. Back from Devil's Lake, North Dakota, a brief trip up there yesterday to be at Ackerman Acres and talk about Ackerman Valley. I had a good time. Thanks to Neil and Roberta Ackerman for having me there. I am back in Fargo today, and we have a great show for you lined up, I do believe. In just a minute or two, we're going to welcome in Mary Daly. She's going to be running for city council in Moorhead. We'll talk with Dick Bramer of the Twins later today. We will talk about gay marriage becoming legal in Minnesota at midnight. A lot of different things going on. Randy Kreil from North Dakota Game and Fish going to be our guest later in the program because there are, what did I say, Pinto? 40,000,
I think.
I think the actual number is 44,000 now. 44,000 North Dakotans who applied for a deer hunting, a buck license to hunt deer this fall, and 44,000 have been turned down. That's how many have been rejected. That's how many applications did not receive a buck tag today. And so there's a pretty good percentage of the population of North Dakota that is not happy today. But we'll talk with Randy Kreil about that at about 4:35 or so, and he will take your phone calls, as Randy always does. But before we get to all of that, I want to welcome in a newcomer to the Mike McFeely Show. Her name is Mary Daly, and she has officially filed. Her hat is in the ring to run for city council in Moorhead in that city's first ward. That's the ward in which Luther Stuland has been representing that area for the past couple of years. He is not going to run for re-election, so Mary Daly has said, you know what, I'll take a run at this seat. Hello, Mary. How are you on this wonderful Wednesday afternoon?
I'm fine, Mike. Thank you.
Congratulations on your decision, first of all.
Well, thank you.
Why did you decide to run for city council in Moorhead? Let me ask you the basic question. Why?
Well, I've always had an interest in politics going back many years. And this community has given so much to my family and myself that I thought it was time that I gave it back, paid it back, and paid it forward.
Who is Mary Daly? Let me ask that question. Your name, and no offense to you, you're not a household name around the city of Moorhead. I don't know if a lot of people know about you, Mary, or what you do, but who are you?
Who am I? Well,
easy question, you know, in 30 seconds or less, who's Mary Daly?
30 seconds or less, I am. I'm a North Moorhead resident. I teach 7th grade at Dilworth Glendon Felton Middle School, and I raised my family here, and I teach American history. And, gosh, what else would you like to know?
What do you see as the challenges facing Moorhead? What are there challenges facing Moorhead? I think we can all agree there are, but what do you see as the main thrust that you want to see the city council and the city fathers and mothers of Moorhead focus on?
Oh, absolutely, there are challenges. I think one of the biggest, of course, being the whole diversion situation and flooding, and that seems to be an ongoing issue. And also the trains that divide the north and the south parts of Moorhead. And with the oil patch growing and exporting out of there, the trains have gotten longer and things like that. So that's become a real concern as well. And, of course, I would like to touch on some downtown development and other retail aspects of the community.
What you said diversion was the first thing that came out of your mouth, Mary, when I asked you what are the challenges for Moorhead. What is your stance on the diversion? What do you want to see happen when it comes to the Fargo-Moorhead diversion?
Yeah, and that's a very good question. At this point, I think I would like to study it more before I really committed to an answer there because I have gotten some very interesting and accurate input and information from people on both sides of the issue. Do we need it? Do we not? Is it a Fargo issue? Is it a community issue? So that's still up in the air to be debated, but definitely concerns about flooding in general.
When it comes to trains, what can the city of Moorhead do there? I live on the north side as well. I live in Oakport Township. I will soon enough be a resident of Moorhead when it is annexed into the city of Moorhead. Trains frustrate me, Mary, and I come on this program about one day a month and start going off about the trains and how long it takes for the trains to go through town and how the traffic lights are all messed up in Moorhead when it comes to trains. What can Mary Daly do about the trains in Moorhead?
Oh, trains are so highly regulated with the right-of-way that what we would have to do would be some further research to find more grant money and things like that, possibly overpasses, underpasses, whatever can be done.
Mary Daly, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show, she has announced her candidacy for the first Ward City Council seat in Moorhead. When it comes to development and business, Mary, how can Moorhead attract more businesses to its downtown core area? And is the downtown core area as important to Moorhead as it once was, with all the 34th Street development going on, with the I-94 A Street development going on? Is downtown Moorhead, should that be the focus of the city of Moorhead?
That's a very good question, Mike. That's very good. At this point, there are so many possibilities of retail or even community-based things that could go on, such as in some of the open areas, maybe some community gardens or things like that, just to utilize the space because so much of it is not being used downtown at all at this point, other than for construction purposes, as we know as we try to get through downtown right now.
When it comes to Mary Daly's past, I understand, Mary, that you began your illustrious career in radio. Is that accurate? Could you sit in my seat someday as a guest host if you are elected to the city council and be a guest host for me someday on this program?
Well, as long as Pinto is working the controls, I could, because I tell you, it's been a while since I've been in the business. I don't know. I still remember the big old pots and using tape and things like that. So,
ooh, it's been a while. It's been a while then, hasn't it?
More than 2 years.
Why'd you get out of radio? Why'd you get out of this exciting profession and become a teacher, Mary?
Oh, just too much glamour and respect in radio. I just couldn't deal with it anymore.
And you were making too much money, I assume, too. You couldn't handle all the money and all the fame coming your way, right?
See, you know it too well.
Yeah, I sure do.
I had children, and so radio just wasn't conducive, and I'd always enjoyed working with kids, and so I headed toward teaching.
You bet. All right. Anything else, Mary, you want to get out there? I know that I will get a chance to talk with you and all of the other candidates for Moorhead City Council and mayor and everything else as we get nearer the campaign. But anything else you want to get out before I let you go?
Well, Mike, thank you very much for having me on today. I appreciate that. And I just want to say that the biggest reason, of course, is because I really believe in Moorhead. It was a good place to raise my family, and I've stayed even though my children have grown up.
There's going to be some changes. There'll be changes in the city council. There's going to be a change in mayor. I think that Mark Altenberg yesterday said that Moorhead's had two mayors in the last 40-some years. And so, and there's only been one candidate who's announced his candidacy. So there's going to be some different things going on in the city council, Mary, if you are elected to it. It's going to be, it'll be fun, and yet it'll be a challenge for whoever serves in the city council in Moorhead, right?
Oh, it will definitely be, because there's going to be so many new ideas coming in and new priorities and things like that. And I think it will be a very exciting time for the city of Moorhead. I really see a lot of progress in our community.
All right. Thank you, Mary. Congratulations. We'll talk again, okay?
Thank you so much, Mike.
Yep, you bet. Mary Daly has filed for the first ward seat in the Moorhead City Council. That is the seat that's going to be vacated by Luther Stuland, and I believe that Mary is the first person to file for that open. No, Mr. Hallman. There's been a person who filed before Mary. Mr. Hallman filed before her, so there will be a battle there between those two people. But it'll be interesting.